Hi everyone, you're very welcome to SVP Radio. My name is Michael Higgins. In our last episode, you may know that we spoke to Ella Kavanagh about what it's like being a conference president. For this episode, we thought it would be good to hear from an area president, and we were delighted to be joined by Anne Irwin, who is just about to finish her five-year term as area president for North Antrim and East Derry. Anne is also a member of St John's Conference in Coleraine. Our conversation covers a few different topics, including recruitment, succession planning and governance, teamwork, and COVID. We'd be grateful if you could tell other members about this podcast and also spread the word with your friends and family. If you have any suggestions for the podcast, please feel free to send us an email to membersupport@svp.ie. We hope you enjoy the chat and find it useful. Thanks for listening.
And you're very welcome to SVP Radio. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Michael.
Can you give us a little bit of personal background about yourself and why you joined SVP in the first place?
I joined St Vincent de Paul probably about 21 years ago. And a good friend of mine was in the conference. And I went to get a formal dress fixed for my daughter. And she was a dressmaker. And she says, I'll do that for you if you join St Vincent de Paul. Was exactly how the conversation went. And here we are, 21 years old. I would have contributed to the Red Box as I came out of Mass, but I'm ashamed to say that at that point, I knew very little about the work of St Vincent de Paul. I quickly learned that there was an awful lot of poverty and need in my own area that I would have been oblivious to before that. And I suppose that has always been in the back of my mind, that we would have some very, very good donors who may not be fully aware of the situation in their own area. So over the last certainly 10 or 11 years, we've always done pulpit speeches at Christmas, and we kind of try and bring into that, and we rotate different members do that, and we try and bring in some of the cases without actually any names. It's not enough. Confidentiality is imperative. But it kind of gives people more of an understanding, because that was something that I wouldn't have been aware of before I joined. I was a civil servant, now retired. I worked with Customs and Excise, and then we became Revenue and Customs. And I have a husband and two of a family. And at that stage, my daughter was the youngest and she was formal age. So I had a bit more time, worked full time, but I still had a little bit more time on my hand. And after being cajoled along, I was glad that I made that decision. And was able to give something back to the local community.
I hope the calibre of the dressmaker's work was good, was it?
I highly recommend it, except that you don't want me to be saying that nowadays. Just trying to retire.
The purpose of this conversation, as you know, is to give a sense of what it means to be an area president and the work that goes into it. And you yourself are coming up to the end of your five-year term. And we might begin by asking, what is the role of an area president as best that you can describe it?
Yeah, I should say I'm almost at the end of my 5 years. I can hardly believe it. I'm not sure where the 5 years has gone. I suppose the main role that I would see is working with your local conferences, holding regular area meetings, and encouraging attendance by all the conferences in your area. If the president can't come, nominate somebody else, in fact, bring somebody else. That's what I always say. I always like to see other people there as well. Basically, because there's new blood coming up through. I suppose ensuring that all communications pass down to the conference presidents and then in turn to their members. Coordinate the work of the society as a whole within the areas in my own particular area. The one thing that I would have been aware of, not all conferences were responding to the need of the clients that we help in the same manner. And there used to be, and I would probably have been guilty of this myself before I became area president, being conscious of money in your own conference. So one of the main things I have tried to encourage all conference presidents to do is to look at the need of the client that's presenting themselves to us. And the only thing should be the criteria of need and that there is loads of money in the organisation. So I think that's something that we've managed to do quite well in my area. Of course, then the other thing is then going back to your area council as an area president, then you're part of the next level up and it's that coordination there as well.
It seems that a well-run area council with an area president as its leader can be a very good support for conference presidents and the conference infrastructure itself, to give them a sense that they're not on their own and that they're part of a wider team. Would that have been your experience?
Yes, very much so. Overall, like, I happen to be the area president. I'm honored to be the area president. But, you know, I'm just somebody that's sitting on that seat at the moment. We all work as a team. I've always had the attitude that you should be approachable if you're in any particular role. I try and get back to conference presidents as quickly as possible if they have a, you know, matter that's concerning them. If I can't answer it there and then, I would always say, well, I will just double check that and I will come back to you. And nobody's ever going to know all of the rules and the regulations. So it's always good to go and double check the rule book. And if you're still maybe not sure, then run past somebody else. It's good support for your conference presidents. I have built in within my own conference meetings, or area meetings, I should say, time within every meeting so that all conferences get the opportunity to speak about the work that they have done on the previous number of weeks when we had last had a meeting. And then that kind of builds on the consistency as well, because you hear what my own conference are giving, what conference in Ballymoney is giving. And I think that's good. And certainly some of the conferences have actually said to me that they enjoy that part of the meeting. It's good to hear what their other comrades are doing.
Share the expertise.
Share the expertise and the knowledge.
Can I ask, why did you put your hand up to become an area president?
I suppose there was nobody else prepared to put their hand up. And I had been going to area meetings for a good number of years at that point, because I had been treasurer. And I always try to go to area meetings where it was at all possible. And I understood from having read the rule book and whatever, what was going to happen. The person who was stepping down had her 5 years done. And there didn't seem to be anybody else prepared to put their hand forward. The deputy had actually decided that they were stepping down from the organisation for different reasons. So there was no longer a deputy there. And I just thought it would be very sad to see our area fold. And I put my name forward for that reason.
No regrets, no?
No regrets. No.
Can you give a little bit of insight into the dual role of an area president? Because I think you've alluded to the fact that the area president supports conferences and conference presidents in particular. But there's also a role for an area president to sit at the regional council and to work with other area presidents in the region, in your case, the North region. Can you give a little bit of insight into that dynamic and how that works?
We all have our own conferences, and then we're broken into areas. And then each area has an area president, and all of the area presidents within the North meet them in the Northern Area Council or Board, whatever you want to call it, Regional Council. And we're the people that make the decisions. Mary Wade, who is our current regional president, doesn't make decisions. It's the regional council, and that's made up of the area presidents. And it is our role to ensure that our areas, our conferences, are working within the rules of the society to the best of our ability. And then that is fed back then to the National Management Council in Dublin, which Mary attends on a monthly basis, or is referred to the NMC. So it's actually the area presidents who make the decisions.
There's that kind of collective decision-making infrastructure at regional council as would exist at area, and I suppose even at conference level as well, trying to build on consensus and collective decision-making. Would that be
correct? Very much so. There's no one person has a decision over anybody else. That's a collective decision. And again, then the area presidents all meet. And just the same as we meet in my area council and other area councils throughout the North and throughout Ireland, we all build up friendships. And, you know, we talk to each other and everybody's there to help everybody else. So you're not doing things in isolation.
What, from your experience or within your area or what you've seen in other areas, what do you think the main challenges are that area councils face?
One of the main challenges, certainly back a year, 18 months ago for myself, would have been to get new conference presidents to step up. We're a very large organisation and we have our rule, and the rule clearly states as regards conference president, area president, regional president, and so on. You're there for 3 years, and then if you're re-elected, 2 years, and after that, you must step down. And that was a bit of a challenge, but I'm glad to say that I've eventually managed to get all presidents to rotate. And I think that's very, very important. We need to be sure that we're always trying to do some succession planning, and that other people within the council, within the area, or indeed within the conferences, know that there might be a day coming that you might have to step up to the plate and put your name forward for an area president or a regional president, not a regional president, a conference president. I suppose the other thing from my own background, from my work background, is that I understand the importance of governance. And there would have been a time, maybe not so much within my own conference, but I would hear, you know, when we go, when we talk at regional level and I hear other area presidents and whatever, there are certainly some challenges around getting our membership to understand the importance of governance. And I personally feel that we are a very, very large organisation, and an organisation that is held in great esteem within our country. And for all the good work that is done, it only takes one thing to happen, that we have something hits the newspapers, hits the radio or whatever, that we haven't followed our own regulations. And, you know, all the good work could be wiped out. So it's important that we follow our own rules and regulations. And us getting our membership to understand that's, you know, that we don't make the rules. Dublin don't make the rules, but that's the rules we have. We may not always like them, but we have to work with them. So from that point of view, there was certainly would have been a bit of resistance. Embracing IT, I think, is a problem. A lot of the older generation, and I would include myself in that, but I was fortunate that I worked in a role that I just had to learn IT as it went along. So computers don't really worry me, but there are some people who don't feel confident. So I suppose that brings me on to membership. Maybe looking at membership in a different way, trying to recruit members who have IT skills. You might have a lot of very good people who are more than capable of going out doing home visits, but maybe don't want to go onto the computer to put the records in the CRM, or they don't want to do the aggressive. And there's nothing now in this day and age to stop us recruiting people that have those skills. So that would be certainly one of the challenges that we've had, and certainly membership. We need younger, fresher blood. And I understand why it is difficult to get that. When you have young children, and teenage children, maybe even more so than young children, you know, they have to be taken here, there, and everywhere, and you just don't have the same time to commit. Maybe somebody that would do the computer 2 or 3 hours at work at home or whatever, maybe another way of looking at it.
But I think you're onto something there in terms of the balance within a conference or an area in terms of skill set. And it goes back to the collective decision making and collective activities that people would be sharing, whereby not everything needs to fall on every member, and different people can bring different skill sets. And if 2 or 3 people in a conference were good with IT, that might free up the rest to focus on other things like visitation, like fundraising, etc. So I think, you know, you're speaking to trying to get a more blended approach, different skill sets, different ages, maybe different genders, etc. I think that's a healthy outlook in terms of just diversity of skill set, diversity of experience, maybe diversity of ethnicity, you know, with the different languages that are having to be dealt with around the country. So I think that blended approach is probably one for the present and the future, would you think?
I think so. And certainly in some areas you talked there about the language barriers. We would have, even up here in the North Coast, we would have quite a few people of different nationalities. And the communication part is very, very difficult. It's probably more easier for, you know, big areas like Dublin and possibly Belfast and some of the bigger cities to have members that maybe would have those language skills. But there's always a way around it. But you're right. We need to be looking at people for the different skill sets. Getting new members is imperative, but actually going through them, the proper channels to get those members and have them access and aid and all their training done, regardless as to what role they're taking up before they ever join a meeting, is very important as well.
And you've identified some of the key challenges that you've been working on and continue to work on. And on the other side of that, be good to get a bit of an insight into the type of support that you as an area president get, both from staff and from fellow members. Do you have any examples or any, can you share any insight into the types of support that you get?
Well, certainly within the north here, we have a very good regional office. The regional manager and all the staff from the accountant, you know, all of the staff are very, very approachable. And I think I said earlier, nobody can be expected to know everything. And at almost the end of my 5-year period, sometimes I would just flip the phone and ring up to Belfast and say, am I right? And what I'm going to say to somebody, just to get that reassurance that I am reading the rules right. There's good support out there, good membership support officers for conference presidents and area presidents. And then there's lots of IT information and guidance on the IT as well that you can get, you know, from on the CRM, all that. But we're very fortunate that we have a good regional office. I've had good support from some of my conference presidents and indeed members, you know, where maybe it was, for example, we got some money from council recently, and a conference president offered to collate some of the information for me. So, you know, people standing up to the plate like that. People are there, and if you ask, you usually get a response about it, answer.
Most people are very good, and as you said, the key is to ask.
Yeah, to ask, and not to be afraid to ask either. And in my view, there's never such thing as a silly question.
As I mentioned earlier, you're coming to the end of your 5-year term. You may not have had a chance to reflect yet, but if I might ask, could you identify one or two highlights from that 5-year term that you can look back on or reflect on it with satisfaction?
From my own point of view, I feel honoured that I was elected to the position of area president and in fact was re-elected then for a further 2 years. But probably one of the main times would have been during the COVID, when we had to change the way we dealt with clients looking for information, etc. It was such a major change. And I personally feel that we all worked very, very well up in this area. The majority of areas were all covered. We had people who, for health reasons, etc., couldn't be involved, but there were enough other people that stepped up to the plate and were able to do, you know, drop-offs of vouchers, etc. So looking back on it, I think that was one of the main highlights, that we didn't have to stop helping those that were most in need. We were able to do workarounds, and workarounds that were very successful. I hope that I built up good relationships with the conferences. And I've always been of the opinion that you should be approachable. And, you know, you may not always get the answer you want to hear, but you will get an answer. And it'll be the answer within the rules of the society. So I think I've worked well with all the conferences, and I appreciate all the help that I got from the conferences as well. As I said earlier at the start, you happen to be appointed to that position, but as a team, treasurer and my secretary, and then all the other conferences, we're all there as one team.
And will you be staying on in your own home visitation conference after you step back?
Yes, that's what I joined, even though I didn't really know what I was joining when I did join, but that would be my core work. I still do my visitation. We do a fortnightly rotation within my own conference, 2 weeks at a time, and that's the part that I really do enjoy. There's nothing as humbling as going out to somebody who you can see is really in need of our help, and the appreciation that they show whenever they get the help. That's what makes them bounce in the ball.
If a member is listening to this and thinking of maybe becoming an area president in the near future or even a bit down the road, area presidents don't have to have been conference presidents. So
I never was a conference president.
Pardon?
I never was a conference president.
Okay. So if people think it might be suitable for them and if the area would benefit, it might be something that some of our members might be considering. If somebody was to come to you and ask you for advice or guidance, they were thinking about it, what kind of advice would you give them?
Don't be afraid. There's plenty of support out there. You have the support of your area, your conferences, you have the support in the regional office, and then you have the support of all your other area presidents at the council meetings. So never feel that you're on your own. There's plenty of guidance there. And until you actually try it, you don't know. And if you're in an area where nobody's stepping up to the plate, give a serious consideration, because unfortunately, then you may be looking at break up those areas and conferences going to different, you know, to other different areas. And I always think that's a little bit sad. But unfortunately, the rules of our organization, you can't be left too long without an area president. So give it a go. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
One of the key themes that comes up that I just like your thoughts on is that a conference or an area or even a regional president, obviously there's clear guidance as to what they should and shouldn't do, and they have to take that on, and that's fine. But I think the area or the conference presidents who seem to enjoy it and do well in it seem to be those that very much work in a collaborative way with their area council or with their conference members, and very much look at it from a team perspective rather than trying to take on too much themselves. Would you find that that's the case from your experience and other successful area presidents that you would have seen?
Certainly when we go to council, not everybody's asked to do the same, you know, job or do numerous jobs. If there's things to be done, different area presidents are asked to do that. So you build on the experience of maybe tasks that you've been given, and back at your own area meeting, you know, you have all the support of your conference presidents around you. So yeah, I would agree with that.
I very much appreciate you taking the time, and particularly I know it's busy both in SVP and beyond for yourself, and I know you're coming to the end of your term. So first of all, thanks obviously for your commitment and your leadership, and we wish you the very best of luck back at your home visitation work and both inside and outside of SVP. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.